Yo, 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 yo. Welcome.
What's up?
Welcome to Communion. Sundays, 5 p.m. Sorry we're a little late. We're getting better at it, though. Last week it was in the 30s. Now we're in the 12s. So, you know, that's progress. That's progress. That's what we've been talking about for March, making progress. So, it's me, TK the Kid, your host, here with my cousins, of course. E-Day.
What's up?
Yana.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Retta.
So, what's we happening?
Here. We're here ready to get this thing going. Thanks for tuning into it with us. For those that want to see us live, you can go to my Facebook page and click on the rhythmic video that I just shared. Also going live on Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, feel free to go there too to check us out on the live there. So we're going to get into it. So, ladies, how was the week? E-Day, starting with you, how was the week with the fresh twist? I know we was in trying to get you tight. So what's going on with you, E?
So the week was great. I started a new workout regimen. My trainer added some more yoga to the mix. So I had a great week. My students were on their best behavior, so...
Students on best behavior is always a good thing.
Yeah, hashtag winning for real.
Hashtag winning. So I was going to say, so last week we talked about marching into March and March meanness. So as far as what we discussed there, how do you, let's get back. Let's go back. Let's start off with our affirmation. Let's get to our, we almost slipped on our affirmation. Let's take it back.
That's okay.
And get this affirmation going.
That's because we were excited to join.
Yeah, you know, we got our lives popping from everywhere. Got other people in the studio with us. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot happening.
It's okay. All right, y'all ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right, so starting with, I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind.
I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind.
Mm-hmm. I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me. I am grounded and present in this experience.
I am here and I am whole. That's my favorite part of it, actually. Yeah. I am here and I am whole. That being present in the moment. Being present in the moment is such a big thing for me right now. But taking it back to what I said. So you said that you went in this week. Do you feel like you're on track? So March just started. March the 1st was the day right after our first show. Mm-hmm. Based off of what you said you wanted to do in March, what you decided you would do, do you feel like you're on track?
Yes, I do. I do.
You feel like you're on track?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yep.
Okay. What about you? What about you, Black? You feel like you're on track?
I am on track.
Yeah. So tell me about the week. What's going on? I do. What else is there to it?
You know.
Other than I do.
Just marching in the march and, you know, practicing my self-love.
Okay.
And, you know, just loving on me and doing what the fuck I want to do.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this love you brought with you.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I didn't know how big of a space we would have, so I really didn't want to bring an incense to burn.
Right.
So I looked up and found the Palo Santo candle, and it smells amazing. So, just something to kind of like bring in the light and, you know, the happiness and keep out the negative vibes and, you know.
So is this around you or is this around us?
It's around us.
All right. Well, thank you. Yes. Thank you for bringing the good energy with you. Yeah, so we got an on track. So that's green. At work, this is what I have to do every week and make sure people are on track or not. So we got a green. What about you, Retta? You on track?
I'm on track. Look, I didn't fulfill all my goals.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm on track. Positivity, just get my mind focused. I have to, you know, get my feet in line and my body in line, you know, certain goals as far as the walking and, you know, the exercising. I'm going to keep it real. I ain't start.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
You know, as far as the mind part of it and just, you know, just being on that positive note and, you know, getting that part straight.
Okay. Well, I guess it's on me now. So we got a red, and a yellow. We're going to call you a yellow. We ain't going to quite call you a red. We're going to give you a yellow. Okay. Well, I'm going to give myself a bona fide red. And the reason why I'm going to do that is because, you know, so with the 100-mile march, I haven't had an opportunity to get out. The week was a week, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with like all kinds of things between work, had some people go out, you know, got some visitors coming. So it just really threw me off. But it also put me back in the mind frame of what I was talking about having a plan for the plan, right? And it was so evident. Like after having the show, I'm excited, I'm ready to go and really get this done. And then I walk right out of here into the shitstorm. And then still got to figure out how I'm going to make that make sense. So I'm like, I basically did maybe like 6 miles total out of the course of the week. And okay, each week's supposed to be 25. So I'm in a hole. I'm in a hole about 19 miles. So I already broke it down. I know I got to put it in the other weeks. Try to figure out how to get an extra 6 or 7 miles in every week. From here until the end of the month. But again, I'm not going to hold myself into contempt. The biggest thing is that I am thinking about it. I'm aware of myself. Mm-hmm. I know what I've committed, and now I got to go out and get it, and that's my opportunity to figure that out. But for real, it was an interesting week. It wasn't a bad week. I mean, I just got back from Orlando. It was a very good experience. My first time ever going. So, I went out there to go to an engagement party. So that was really cool, you know, got to meet some new people, some people I ain't know before. I've met them, so now I know them, and I still don't, but I got to meet them, so that's about what that was. But nonetheless, had a long week at work, and then flew out on Friday, just literally almost flying back in, a few minutes ago. Grandma telling all my business. Grandma telling all my business, but nonetheless, all in all, what I will say, though, and going back to what I decided, so as far as the March Madness part and wanting to walk and stuff like that, not quite on, right? So I'm going to give myself a red for that. But as far as the part around me loving on myself in a way that allows people to love on me more, now that part I don't miss. I don't care if I'm walking, I'm not walking. I'm sleeping, I'm not sleeping. I'm eating, I'm not eating. I don't care about none of that part. As it relates to like the experiences and the things that I want to do, the things that I tell myself, the ways that I show up for myself, that's going to be spot on, no matter what. And even with the things that I neglect to do, then again, it's me immediately saying, okay, so how you going to get that, you know, saying back together? I'm not going to let it go and let that fall short. So as far as that part, had a heck of a weekend. Really spent some good time just enjoying new experiences, eating new stuff, hanging out in new places, meeting new people. Yeah, meeting new people, all things, you know, we need, you know, getting away from here. Had on my fly-ass custom jacket. Right. Shout out to, what's the name of her business?
I know Danistry.
Danistry. Shout out to Danistry with the fly-ass custom jacket. Go look on my page on Instagram if you follow me on Instagram so you can see this sweet-ass jacket. That I got made just for this engagement party. But yeah, we was out there, we was looking fly, looking good and feeling good, so all good. So getting to it, getting back to last week, we talked about some stuff last week that I wanted to kind of bring back to the table. I know I talked to Retta about it, I think I talked to you about it too. And going back to this thing about us having the power to, you know, change our own lives and create our own like destiny and reality, like really having that, housing that power for ourselves. I know we talked on like the spiritual aspect of it and religion and how all of that comes together to make that make sense. But me and Retta were talking a little more depth after the show. And I was just saying about how I feel like a lot of times we don't give ourselves enough credit, you know, for the part that we contribute in the way that our lives change. I know specifically with most of us coming from a Christian background, right? A lot of what we are told is that, you know, all of our powers and things come from something from the outside of us. And in a way, I feel like that's true. And that is a fact. But I think that when you read the scriptures and stuff like that, a lot of times it speaks to, like, for instance, I give a perfect example about the woman who touched the hem, right? Mm-hmm. She touched the hem and she, you know, there was a transfer of power. Jesus felt it. She felt it. And a lot of times I don't feel like the person doing the touching is getting the credit for the act themselves that they've taken. The power is coming from the thing, but not necessarily from the person who's actually doing the act, which goes back to me about what I think about how we got to kind of harness that power ourselves and give ourselves credit and celebrate the fact that we're willing to do the work. Going back to the faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. By her doing that, her applying her own faith, getting in there, scratching, clawing to get there and touch it, that's what actually activated the power. That's what activated the power that allowed for that next thing to happen. So as great as, you know, the power that's inside of Jesus or God or however you relate, there's still things that you got to do yourself in order to make that make sense and showing up for yourself. And so I want to talk about that a little bit. Like, how do you feel like you show up for yourself on a day-to-day basis, E?
So I think that I show up the best way I know how, with my flaws, with my quirks, with my silliness. And I think just when I look at, like, the time that I give work and others, I give myself that time too. And that time that I give myself could be as simple as a lavender bath, reading a book instead of putting on a TV show. It's all about what you feel you need. You know what I mean? So I show up, you know, doing that. Like, as simple as not putting on Netflix. Let me just meditate right now. Let me just take some deep breaths, light my candle, take a hot bath. That is how I'm showing up for myself. I'm getting energy so that I can go to work and, you know,
do what you gotta do
and do what I gotta do the next day. So I think everybody's way that we show up is so unique that it's no right or wrong.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I would have to agree with that.
And then
100%.
Yeah, and then to go back to what you were saying about, you know, having the power within, I just know as we were brought up, or how we're even taught in church to not think of yourself highly than you ought to think. But it's such a fine line.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the part I struggle with.
You want to have confidence, not right. conceitedness, correct. I guess. Right. But you do want to be confident. But your confidence, I guess, in like how we're taught, shouldn't overshadow somebody else's confidence or bring somebody else's confidence down. Don't think highly than you should or than you ought. Like, you're not better. Like,
yeah, but see, that's what I feel that. I definitely feel that. I think that my struggle with it is about the fact that we are taught these things, but in some way we're almost taught to not think highly enough of ourselves because of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have the room to be this without something else.
It's like telling me, okay, I'm a goddess, but you're not really a goddess. You're not all powerful. Like, you were made in his image, yes, you know what I'm saying? So why not? If it is looking at me as being conceited, then so be it. I'm a goddess. I don't give a fuck. Like, I mean, and look, I had to come to terms with that, especially with all the different projects that I have and I do, because I don't know, I have a hard time accepting people when, you know, they be like, oh, it's so pretty and this. It's like, you know, I feel myself saying, well, I shouldn't be taking the praise for that. I should kind of bring it down a notch. But then, you know, here recently, I've been like, fuck that. Yeah, it's great. Thank you. I did that. It's great. You know, so it's, I don't know. Maybe that's like a double-edged sword for me, because it goes back to the unlearning of your Christian beliefs to, you know, with your spirituality. And, you know, becoming this goddess that you are, it's like, well, I'm a god. I'm up here. I'm made in his image. This is it. So
Ebony, how do you feel? Like,
I feel like that is great and good. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like there is, or if I'm looking at God the way he walked the earth too, yes, he was he had humility as well. So I feel like it's a balance of being confident, mm-hmm. being humble.
Well, yeah, I think that well. Humility is important. I'm not talking about being haughty. What I'm talking about is us being able to show up for ourselves and not allowing things like imposter syndromes and stuff like that tell us we can't do certain things to what I said, right?
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what I'm talking about is more about us actually taking the power that we possess inside ourselves, which is really in our will. I think the power that we were given was a will. We have like the energy source that we're all tapped into that mm-hmm. we can utilize. But then we have to will to do certain things, which goes back to the March Madness part and what we want to do and whether or not we accomplish it. It all comes down to the will. But I think that also has something to do with us identifying or realizing the fact that you actually can do whatever you want to do. If you were made in God's image, you should be able to have let there be's that let there be. You should be able to say, I want this and I get that. There should not be a disconnect between you wanting something and you achieving it based off of needing to do all of these other things on the outside of you. And I feel like a lot of times we're told that we got to go through Peter and Paul just to get what it is that we're supposed to get. And that's the part that I kind of struggle with a little bit. And I'm saying Peter and Paul and using it as a reference from a religious standpoint, but I just mean that in anything. Whether you're at work, you know, with your family, relationships, whatever it is, there's always some form of a barrier that says that we are not deserving and that we cannot have something. And I want to celebrate the fact that we got the power in us to have whatever it is that we want and dismantle those things that tell us otherwise, that we can't be certain things. But what about you, Retta? What you got?
I mean, I look at it from the standpoint, I do think that that we are, quote unquote, like you said, goddesses. We are made in the image and after the likeness. You know, and diving deeper into that with all power and all of, you know, and you can look at it from the religious standpoint or just even if just a spirituality type of standpoint, you know, we are, how can I put it? We are the same as our ancestors, so to speak. So if I know for a fact that my ancestors did some amazing, extraordinary things, those same things, you know, are within me. The capabilities are within me, you know. And if you want to take it from religion, you know, it said, you know, you're all children, you know, of the Most High God. You know, didn't I call you gods? You know, and if, you know, it says that we were, what is it? Male and female created he them. You know what I mean? And it's an image and after the likeness. So all of that power, everything that the Father or the Creator had, we should have that capabilities. We should be able to speak things into existence. We should be able to call a thing what it is, or call something that is, you know, the into existence that is not. I think that if you break down who we are, and I don't want to get too deep, but carbon-based people coming out of triple darkness, and you know, a people that they don't know when we were not on the face of the earth. Just the amazing things over thousands and thousands of years that we can do. Like, yes. I can speak something, and I tried it. I spoke something into existence. I wrote something on a piece of paper. Didn't a year later, that thing manifest?
Right.
You know, and I just did it. It's like, you know what? Why not? Right. You know, I read The Secret and all these things was going on. So I, like, visualized something. I wrote a check out, and damn it.
Yeah.
A year later, that didn't manifest it.
Okay. Well, I think that's what I'm talking about. I think that's what I mean. Like, do we really know or do we understand just how powerful we are?
I don't think so. I really don't. Because, like, in everything that I've been going through, that you know that I've been going through.
Okay.
Like, I should have lost my damn mind.
Do you have it?
Well, I mean, you know, some days I do.
Okay.
But you know, that better portion of that mind. But, yeah, so, you know, the manifestation and the conjuring and, you know, the writing stuff down, speaking into existence. Like, I don't know where I would be right now without that. Like, truly. And, again, you know, I could take it back to the religious background. You know, my mother's thing, pray about it, you know.
As we should. I'm going to always say we should.
Absolutely.
As we should.
But, again, and me praying for some things, I mean, isn't manifestation and conjuring, isn't that all a prayer?
I mean, but I just think that that's conditioning. I think it's like tomato, tomato. I think that they don't understand it because that's not the, you know, the way to which someone explained it to them. Mm-hmm. You know, your mom and then my grandma and stuff like that. What they believe looks very different because of how, you know, they were organized and governed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so we live in a much freer world right now where you're able to experience God and spirituality and stuff like that as free as you want, you know, without certain judgments and barriers. So I think they're just, I think they are saying some of the same mm-hmm. things and don't realize it. But I think it's just layers to it in that way. So I think that when she says, that's why I always say, you know, you do got to pray, actually. Whether you call it praying or meditating or whatever it is, however you call it, you know, you got to take that time and set those intentions. Absolutely. And I feel like that's what a prayer is. So, I mean, I never kind of negate that piece. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to kind of speak on that same thing. Whether we call it something different, it is still connecting.
Yeah, to the source.
To the source, that's to it. The higher power within that's it. Us.
Yeah.
So it really relates back to the same thing. It's all one and the same. And then in the spirit, if we want to talk about the spirit, the Holy Spirit or what have you, that's inside of you, you know, and just knowing that godliness that's inside of you, tapping into that to manifest some, you know, just amazing things. Like, we are all capable of it.
So, E, how do you tap into that? How do you tap in, you know, to your higher power, this strength and this thing that we're talking about that we all got inside of us? How do you tap into that?
So I pray. I tap into my power because I know that God created me.
Mm-hmm.
So in my prayers, like, I tap in by thanking him, asking for, you know, forgiveness and what I need to do, and then making my step to, you know, to do what I have to do. So I don't stop with prayer.
Right.
You know what I mean? I put in the work too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I read my Bible. I look at how the light shines in other people. That's right. Tapping in mm-hmm. too. Right. You know,
yeah.
It's not just, you know, the Bible. Like, sometimes, like, a person is the only Bible somebody may read.
Absolutely.
By the way they live their life. You know what I'm saying? So I think you can tap in many different ways. But then in tapping in, you get to see what you shouldn't be doing either.
Okay. I mean, okay. You got to look at the mirror. If you're going to look at the mirror, you got to look at it at home.
Right.
You got to see who you are and see who you aren't. And then what do you do with that part? When you see that, when you see the part that you don't like, then what do you do there?
You take those necessary steps, not, you know, like, you take the steps to, if it's something that you should do, you take those steps.
Right.
And if it's something you shouldn't do, you take those steps back.
There's always a movement.
Always a
movement. Did y'all see that? Did y'all catch that?
You got to take those steps back.
But what always a movement.
You got to do something.
You got to take a step forward. I know who he's coming for. And then,
and then sometimes you got to duck.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Because it's warfare, right?
That's fact. That's fact.
Okay? That's sometimes fact. You got to duck. You got sometimes to duck. You don't even got to fight. You just got to duck.
Absolutely.
And get out of there.
And let the people tire themselves out.
Tire down.
From trying to swing tire on
down.
You.
Tire down.
See, sometimes you don't got to fight.
That's right.
Sometimes all you got to do is stand still, duck, let the people that's swinging on you tire themselves out.
You're speaking something that, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You must like that.
Okay.
I don't like that.
People be saying I'm a preacher, but I ain't no preacher.
Are
no,
you
I'm
a
just
preacher?
Joking. I'm just joking.
Are you?
No. I am not a preacher. I'm just joking, people. Oh, God.
She might be.
Don't get me in trouble.
I think she might be.
We all got
They're going to have you on there on Sunday.
We all got to work.
I'm going to be in trouble.
You letting them use you. That's okay.
Right. But we all
gotta
sometimes let them use you. All you got to do is show up.
Yes.
Sometimes showing up is all you can do.
That's
sometimes
right.
You don't have the fight.
Well, yeah, that's what we said last week. Sometimes you just get out of bed when you don't want to, and that's the fight.
And
you know
that's
what I'm saying?
The fight.
So that's all the fight that you can show up with.
Stand
but then,
up.
But show that up. Can be you. But that goes back to what I said. That's the exact thing that I said from start, that you have to decide to do something. The power is inside of you.
Amen.
It's already there. God's placed it, created universe, whatever everybody feels comfortable saying, calling it, however. Mm-hmm. But you have to decide what you're going to do with said power, and that is you showing up for you. You do nothing.
Nothing happens.
And sometimes you get lucky and something happens.
Yeah.
But are you going to actually show up and get the fullness of the experience mm-hmm. if you don't show up for yourself?
No. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like, sometimes in my prayers, I'll ask God, show me where you are working.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that I can join there.
Okay.
So that I can do what I need to do
my
in
part.
That work.
My part.
Yeah. In that work.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
My
do my part.
Part.
Okay, God, show me, speak to me, show me where you're working. Give me a sign so that I can join you in the work.
Tag team.
Yeah.
Tag team. You said you had something you were saying.
Anyway, she would speak about ducking.
Duck, you know? Girl, you better duck. Let them swing on you.
Nah, for real. And then you'll just see principalities and energies and stuff you can't see. Stuff you can't see. And then sometimes things, you may not see it right away, but then, you know, things manifest
then
themselves.
You see it later.
And you see the energy or you feel something. And that's when, you know, those moments you need to duck. Don't do nothing. Don't say anything. Just be still and duck. And just
look at her. That's my word. I said duck.
And you continue walking in your, you know, your wholeness, in your whole self, and live your life.
And you know what I find to be like the greatest attribute to being able to do that is mindfulness and awareness. Because I was just thinking about when I keep telling this story because, I mean, I'm telling you, you had to be there because we was like Tokyo drifting on this highway. But in Ohio, it was snow. It was a snowstorm or whatever. And a car in front of us kind of started to spin and do some wild shit that just seemed like accident was coming. You know what I'm saying? On the other side of us, we got like a, I want to say it was like a gas tank or some shit. But nonetheless, we had to basically swerve our way in between this car and these other cars. And we did that with ease. It was like, honestly, I wish it was recorded because you wouldn't believe it. Yeah, I wish it was recorded because you wouldn't have believed it unless you saw it. But that defensive driving and being aware of my surroundings, leaving space, some distance, paying attention to everything that's happening around me. Like I saw the fact that the car didn't have any of its snow removed from its back window. So that was a telltale sign that that person was not looking to protect themselves or others. You know what I mean? So now immediately I'm thinking like, okay, I got to pay attention to this guy because this guy is in the way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, he became the one in the way. But if I was following too close, I wasn't paying attention, I hadn't reduced speed because of the circumstance, we would have been in a jam. We would have been in really, we may not actually be sitting right here telling this story. That's the way that thing was. But it really is about being aware and being able to be defensive in situations where the offense is there, you know. Yeah. Like you saying, the weapons form, right? But it's how you choose to respond to them as to whether or not they prosper, right?
Exactly.
Whether or not you get what you want out of the deal. So maybe I'm a pastor too. I don't know. Maybe this is a church. Maybe this is communion, right? Maybe this is a church. You know
what I'm saying?
Where's the crackers? You know what I'm saying? But no, really. I think that that's the important part, the mindfulness part. And that's the part that I feel like for, you know, the remains of the month, that I want to make sure I'm taking that time, you know, morning and night. Because a lot of times, you know, I find time in the morning to do my thing. But going back to having a plan for the plan and when to get all mixed up, I see that I got to have multiple plans because I'm not always in the same place. So I got to make sure that when I'm elsewhere, I still can, you know, kind of align myself with that plan. But having something in the morning, and in the morning to, like, direct my thoughts and direct, you know, my path or whatever. And then in the evening to, like, reflect and figure out, did my day go like how I wanted it to go? Did I accomplish what I said I would? Yeah. What got in the way? What were the barriers? Stuff like that. So I know how to then, in turn, next morning, start the day off, direct myself all over again. So taking some time for a little more mindfulness, I think that's something that I would like to add as I move forward throughout March Madness. What you got? You got something else you want to build on?
So I think, like, you know, the mindfulness is great, and it's also dealing with breath.
Oh, my Lord.
Man down.
Also, like, our mindfulness also deals with, like, taking breaths. Is this part?
No,
of
that's
it?
Not it. Because he set us up over there.
So yeah, there's a couple of like things I do. I have like this these mindfulness cards that come in like different. So there's like a section that's like rest and balance.
Okay.
There's a section for like insight and awareness.
Okay.
Because when you're being mindful, there are certain, like, you want to be restful, or you want balance, you want calm, or you want insight, or you want to show more kindness and generosity. Like, you got to find what you need in your moment of mindfulness. Sometimes it is just taking a breath and just being, but sometimes it's taking a breath and speaking, manifesting what it is you're trying to feel and see in this moment of being mindful.
So you use those cards every day?
So I use them like every other day. And sometimes I just pick it out like a, like just like a chance, like whatever I pull out, I feel like, okay, this is must what, you know, what I need today. And I got those cards, I think from like Busboys or somewhere like that. But
what's the name of them?
It just says like mindfulness cards.
Oh, okay. Yeah. At Busboys. Mm-hmm. Go check those out for all you Busboy lovers. Jamie said, let's go, good people. Yeah. So just so you know, Jamie out there looking. But no, to what you were just saying though, so I got this thing that I do now. I don't do it every day. I kind of let the spirit kind of lead me and let me know with my crystals and stuff. So I lay them all out. I have them on this charger. So I lay them all out. And in the morning after I, you know, do my meditating and stuff like that, I have cards for every single crystal. And so it's kind of like me asking, going back to what you were saying, like, where are you working, right? I kind of ask what it is that I need, you know, at that moment and before I pull the card. And then I just put all the cards flipped down so I can't see any of them and kind of shuffle my way through them. And whichever one I pull, that's the one that I add to my little crystal bag, and then I carry it out with me. So I might carry one stone with me for 6-7 days before I pull another one. But sometimes I might pull one today, and it was just really for today. Like one time I think I pulled a travel card. I mean, one for like protection around travel. And it was something I was literally doing that day that I'm like, okay, bet I need to have this with me. So when I came home, I pulled it back out, threw it back in a bunch, and got a new card the next day. But if it's something around like clarity, a lot of times I hold on to that for a couple days just so that I could really be like reflecting and thinking about what's going on in my life at that moment, to really try to pull from whatever it is that's trying to give me at that time. So what about you? What about you, Black? About to give me a whole bunch of nut, ain't you? That's what we're doing today. That's what we're doing today. We're just sitting over there. Yeah, I'm just manifesting things. You know, I just
kind of go with the flow. I don't have like a set ritual for a certain day, or, you know, I don't have something that I do every day that's kind of like, you know, in like the same, because it's different each day when I wake up. It just, where the spirit leads me, you know, I'll do. I mean, now the one thing that I can say that's like kind of set before I place my feet, I do my thank yous. I ask what I need to do for the day. If it's, you know, something I need to work on for the day, I do that. But that's all done before I place my feet on the ground.
Okay. Why is that?
I mean, just because, you know, I'm laying there and I'm calm. I'm just waking up. I'm, you know, really doesn't have anything else on my mind but that.
So that's kind of how you meditate in the morning. If you would call it that.
I mean, and then there's some mornings where I do, you know, get out of bed, go to my altar, and meditate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on me and the day and, you know, what my night might have looked like. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, then I'll go to my altar. I always light my candle. I light my salt rock. I, you know, make sure my ancestor water is done, and I give my grandmother her cigarette. I mean, you know, I do different.
You know
stuff.
She need those. Yeah, you know she need those every day.
Every day.
Gotta have them good old pop. I mean, was she red or goat? Which one was she?
She was red.
She was red.
And
yeah, I think Uncle Walter was
that
goat.
If I do miss a day of giving her that cigarette,
she start acting up.
Man,
acting a fool.
Twilight Zone be ready to hit. So, you know,
it be turned to hit.
Let me go get grandma a cigarette.
Because she is lunch.
So, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, whatever I feel like.
People be like that about coffee in the morning. What about you, Retta? What do you do? How you keep yourself grounded and, you know, kind of harness that power for yourself on a daily basis? Keep yourself motivated.
I mean, really, all throughout the day, I just kind of like, I have my moments where I'm just, you know, give thanks, you know, all praises, just, you know, in all things, you know, I just, there's all kinds of things happen throughout the day where I just stop and give thanks, and or I just say all praises to the Most High, just for getting me through a certain moment, or giving me a revelation about something, or whether I'm talking with one of my employees, getting them through things. I've become somewhat of a coach, counselor, so to speak. But even I just give thanks in all things. I've gotten away as far as being on a routine. I used to, wake up in the morning and meditate and read, something I do miss. That's my own discipline, getting back to me and not allowing external things to take so much of my energy that it throws me off. Mm-hmm. Because I did feel more empowered when I was, I don't say religiously doing it, but, doing it faithfully every day, just allowing those moments, particularly where I'm just meditating and just feeling the energy of myself and of the universe, of the higher power, and I was doing that daily and just, meditate on certain specific things. I did feel better. But just on a regular, my day-to-day, just all day, I give thanks.
So your thing is gratefulness. Gratefulness. Yeah, gratitude is a big one. Mm-hmm. I think gratitude is a big one. And that's, like she said, that does kind of have to be an all-day thing. Because it's in the little things and the big things. Yes. As you go throughout the day, like, you can see things going a certain kind of way. And then even like when I get slowed down sometimes, I got to be like, oh, wait, I think that there was a reason why it took me 20 extra minutes to get out of this store. Because I might come out and it's an accident on the road. You know what I'm saying? Like a bad one. Mm-hmm. And even though obviously I don't want to see anybody hurt or anybody harmed, I don't want that to be anyone. I don't want it to be me. You know what I'm saying? And I think about how there's so many things that I miss by just kind of being present and mindful and showing gratitude for being tapped in like that, so that I can make those kind of, and sometimes you don't even know you're making them. You know what I'm saying? Think, like she said, external things are happening around you, that cause you to slow down or speed up and get into a certain kind of groove. But I'm always thankful, like she said, throughout the day, just that everything that's going on. Like, for instance, I got, going back to what we were talking about at first, like, I got this thing in my head where I feel like everything is aligned for my destiny somehow. I used to say that about Coke when I first started working there. I was like, yeah, man, this guy, all those many years ago, he created that because one day I would be working there. You know what I'm saying? And he created it for that reason. I would tell myself that all the time. And I know I sounded crazy as hell. But more and more as I get in tune with my gifts, especially the intuitive ones, I realize just how real that thing is. I was saying it loosely then, you know what I mean? And I think that I was pulling that from some of the things that I had learned at Agape and stuff like that about claiming certain things. Mm-hmm. Things that I didn't necessarily understand, mm-hmm, as I was saying them, because it was more religious and ritual than just to be repeating something over and over again without really feeling. It was more like head knowledge, mm-hmm, than it was like heart knowledge. But I think I'm getting to the point where a lot of these things are more coming from my heart, from the core of me. They really are who I am. And so, like, right now, not really absolutely certain where it's going to go, but got some opportunities at work where I set some intentions of things that I want to do and things I don't want to do. And I was okay with, being in a pool and it going one way or the other. But as I continue into the process, it looks like it's going to lean my way. You know what I mean? And that's the intention that I set. So I look forward to it. No matter how it goes, I look forward to it because I feel like everything happens for my highest good as long as I am, in tune and I continue to stay focused and be on point with my shit. But ultimately, day after day after day, it's like things show up and like, yeah, nigga, you on track. You know what I'm saying? You really are on track. Even when you feel off track, you know what I'm saying? I feel like everything is still working itself out. Yeah. I feel like I'm allowed to take a wrong turn, every once in a while. And that goes back to what we talked about last week about grace. Even while you set these intentions, you say you want to do certain things, you want to be certain places, accomplishing certain things, you still got to give yourself some room. And that's the thing that I'm always trying to remind myself, not to beat myself up, mm-hmm, for all the things that I haven't, mm-hmm, accomplished in that time frame, but also never forgetting. The biggest thing, like I said, going back to communion and what I want that to be about, you know, they say, you know, do this in remembrance of me. And we know that that me in that instance is Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made, you know, for mankind and all of that. But in this particular scenario, doing this in remembrance of me is about us not forgetting ourselves, mm-hmm. us not forgetting the power, us not forgetting our ability to make things what we want them to be if we put ourselves in positions to do so. So, like I said, for me, that's in the mindfulness and in the grace. And going back to what she said about the thankfulness. So what's a way that you, with these last mm-hmm. few minutes we got, mm-hmm. what's a way that you, when you do get off track, how do you reel yourself back in and show yourself compassion and grace for that? Because I think that's important as we go through the month, because everybody has set goals. We got people watching that they got their eye decides and the things that they want to do. How is it that while you're going down this journey, how do you not get discouraged and get off, you know what I'm saying, all off kilter and stuff and never be able to recover that mm-hmm. because you slip and you fall? How do you make sense of that as you continue to go through March Madness?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So I think for me, being a preschool teacher, teaching 4- and 5-year-olds how to function as a 4- and 5-year-old has helped me. Like, honestly.
A little basic shit.
Honestly, like, basic consequences. Like, if they didn't finish eating their snack, so guess what? The timer is off. It's time to move on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How am I going to react if that was me? I don't have time mm-hmm. to do what I need to do. Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes they have a little fit.
Fall out. Have a good old fallout.
Then I have to say, well, guess what? Tomorrow when you make your plan, put snack on there first so that you'll have enough time.
Right.
That's how I talk to them. So that's how I have to talk to myself. Mm-hmm. Ebony, you fell off today.
The wagon.
You fell off. You are very tired because mm-hmm. you're doing way too much.
Too much on your plate.
So what you need to do now, Ebony, is to really, like, divide your time, mm-hmm. slow down. Mm-hmm. So being a preschool teacher and helping them self-regulate, express their feelings, work with other people, work with materials, work by themselves has helped me too. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. When I see them accomplish something, I'm like, wow, yes, they did it. Same thing. When I've accomplished, oh my God, yes, I did my workout today. Mm-hmm. I got up on time today. Like, positive self-talk. I read books to them that show negative self-talk. When you hear, like, don't talk like that to yourself. Speak good things to yourself. So I'm using the same strategies and techniques I'm teaching my 4- and 5-year-olds. Basic life skills.
Yeah. To bounce yeah. yourself back.
Self-regulation. Yeah.
Self-regulation.
Some people, some that's adults important. Cannot.
That's right.
No self-regulation. Self-regulate. Right. No self-regulation okay. whatsoever.
They have
just
none.
Just do what the fuck ever.
Whatever, right. whenever, no however.
That's right.
That's it.
At any time.
At any time.
And think that shit is sweet.
No care of nobody else's
that's
feelings.
Right. Nothing.
Don't care how it's going to affect anyone else.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Like, all of these things are, like, standards for, like, life.
Yeah.
But when I look at this little app I do with my students, it's standards for a 4- and 5-year-old, too. Right. How you self-regulate, how you express yourself.
That's right.
Like, so I look at teaching my preschoolers. They have it, like, the strategies that I am teaching them, they're helping me, too.
So that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. What about you, Redda? I'm not going to yawn in there. What about you, Redda? I'm going to give Yana some time. Yana needs time. You heard the question. I asked her, and I've asked her. I've answered for myself. When I get over there, ma'am, please have an answer for me.
Sure
what do you
will.
Got? Okay. Thank you.
Well, for me personally, I like to just hold myself accountable.
Did I answer the question over?
Did she answer it?
I think she answered it.
Oh, now you got things to say.
What? Listen here.
She,
No, you did answer. Yeah. The question was, the question was, how do you give yourself grace? And you said you do it with your kids.
Positive talk.
Yeah, positive talk. Yeah, you did.
The same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I was just playing with you.
Well,
you
know, I'd be wanting to know.
Yeah, I was playing with you.
I will reflect.
I was sitting here.
And if you have more before we get through it, I'll come back. If you think of something else.
Go ahead. You good.
Oh, but I like to hold myself accountable. You know, I fall short of my daily goals, you know, often. You know, keep it real. You know, we miss the mark, but I like to hold myself accountable. But truth be told, sometimes I, you know, get caught up. And okay. Just like she said, you got to think like you're talking, you know, how you teach children. Just, you know, have that grace with yourself and just even tell yourself, remind yourself how to deal with, you know, the emotional part of you, you know, just being pissed or whatever at yourself or just irritated that you did not meet your goal or you didn't, you know, for that day, you missed the mark. So I just like, I hold myself accountable, but then I don't get caught up in, you know, the emotional part of it or allow myself to slip and just be so hard on myself.
I was just about to ask you, so when you're holding yourself accountable,
right?
Because grace is, like I said, grace is my thing. Like, do you give yourself grace in holding yourself accountable, saying, okay, yeah, I'm supposed to be doing this and I'm supposed to be doing that, but are you beating yourself up? Because sometimes that beat, that second beat down, the failure part of having not accomplished it is enough to have to have a person on their knees. but once you beat yourself up,
you gotta build yourself.
Yeah, so that's why I asked. Are you giving yourself some room to make mistakes? Now. You are now,
and that's what I'm about to say. You know, I am now. Before I kind of got caught up in that little cycle of just really beating myself and holding myself accountable, but really not, you know, building myself back up.
Right.
Pouring into myself and positive affirmations. But you know, I'm learning how to do that.
Yeah,
you know,
because I guess it's okay, like, to be like, man, I missed it. Like, I didn't do that today. Like, but to stay there is the problem,
right.
I feel like.
I feel like, it's like, damn, with all you know, you didn't learn this, this, and that, and you keep falling short, or you keep, you know, not missing your, meeting your goals every day, if it's something just getting up early. It's like, so, and that's the part that I feel like you should be here, and then I kind of get caught up in the little,
And what is it that you do when you get caught in there? How do you pull your, how do you reel yourself back in?
Then I just bring it back to reality. You know, we all not perfect. You know, and then I just come to the realization, you know, everybody's going to miss it sometimes. You know, and then I just look at what I did do. That's why I start looking at the positive things and start.
Cup half full.
Yeah.
Cup has to have something in it at some point. You got to sell even a few drops. If it's something in there, something in there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's cool. All right, Black. What you got, man?
Okay.
What you got?
So, I tend to take it moment by moment because I used to beat myself up when I would fall short.
Okay.
And I would be in that sunken place, and it was all because I was trying to appease somebody else. I was scared of what somebody else would say about me falling short. So, then I just decided to say, fuck it. We all fall short. You know, everybody's not going to hit the mark all the time. If my mark was set for here and I made it to here, damn it, I did a good job. But tomorrow I'll try to push it out to here. And that's just with everything that I do now as an adult. Because as a kid, it was always you trying to live up to this person, or, you know, you would hear your family or somebody say, oh, well, such and such is doing this, and, you know, they were all over here, and they got this and got that, and you find yourself trying to compare you and, you know, where you are in life and how you deal with things to the next person, when everybody's journey is their own journey. So, you know, maybe you wasn't meant to make it to that finish line, but there is a finish line that you will get to. So that's just, you know, I think it's all in your mindset and just learning how to kind of reverse think that is
the relearning.
Yeah.
And the reconditioning. We say that all the time. Mm-hmm. You go back to what you said about how we were raised and the things we were taught. For real, we were all taught the same things because we all came from the same place.
Same place. Mm-hmm.
You know, at least the three of us, all three of us got grandparents that were actually siblings. They got raised in the same house. So they all learned the same, you know, lessons. And then we got grandmothers that were raised in the same house too. Right. Got the same lessons and stuff like that. So those people taught us the things that we know, and they taught us the things that they knew. You know what I mean? And whether or not those things were right or wrong, I mean, I don't think that really exists. I just think that it was based off of their experience and the knowledge and understanding that, you know, they had at the time. They did the best they could with what they had. And here we are now trying to do the best we can with the things that we have. And what's important is that we don't let up on our goals, that we set them. You know, we set intentions for things that we want. We say what it is we want. We hold ourselves accountable, to your point. You know what I mean? If you said that this is what, if I say I'm going to do 100 miles in March, now I done done a lot more for a lot less. You know, I can think of the times where up all night, running myself in the ground, you know what I'm saying, wilding out. For way less, you know what I'm saying? So if it's something that I really want to do, I got to figure out how I'm going to get those 18 miles back, you know what I'm saying, into my month. That's my job. Mm-hmm. And if I get to the end of the month and I don't have those 18 miles back, then I got to sit and reflect and figure out where I missed it and figure out how I'm going to go from there. But one thing I can't do is give up when I still got another 70-something miles, you know, on the table. I got 3 weeks to go, so I don't got to be defeated in week one just because I didn't get there. I still got time. I got the ability, you know what I'm saying? All I got to do is just have the wherewithal and the commitment and the dedication to try to do my best to see it through. And then accept wherever I land, but then figure out what I'm going to do next as I move through it. So, I mean, just going back to it all, just kind of recapping from the show, the last show to this one, really being about us deciding what it is we want to do and how we're going to get there, setting those intentions, being mindful, taking time for breaths, taking time to, you know, do your ritual practices, things that make you feel good, but really just harnessing that power, man. I can't say that enough. I could probably talk about that every single episode because I know that we just don't treat ourselves with that respect. We put a lot of power into everything else, celebrities, things, right. The job, right. Our mates, our parents, our kids, yeah. Everything gets it. Everything is qualified to be a thing that dictates who and what we are, except for us. You know what I mean? We are bottom tier. And I just don't want us, specifically black women, to be bottom tier when, you know, the whole world stands on our shoulders every single day. How dare we be bottom tier? You know what I'm saying? How dare we not wake up, you know, with these grandiose thoughts about ourselves that says, I can be anything I want to be. Yeah. I can do anything that I want to do, when, where, how, and why. And so that's what I want the rest of the March to be about as we continue to come, you know, to this platform and get in front of these people. Make sure we're talking about how we collectively, individually plan to get ourselves there and encourage another women and men to get there too. But specifically this month is about women. So focusing on how we show up as women for ourselves and how we show up as women for our communities, our families, and our friends too. So
I would say just set yourself up for success. If you have a goal and you haven't met it, then take a look at why you haven't.
Yep.
If your goal is, okay, I want to get up earlier, go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
Like, just take the necessary steps to set yourself up for success. If you want to work out more or you want to start working out, figure out what days are best for you to do that. It doesn't have to be every day.
Right.
Set yourself up for success.
And be realistic. We talked about that last week. You know what I'm saying? You can't go from I don't do nothing at all to I do everything. Like, you got to give yourself, you know, a good running start by being realistic to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Save money. Don't go out to eat. Like, you wanna eat better? Cook it at home. Like, we can do everything.
Absolutely.
Like, basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
We have to
Straight
set
up.
Ourselves up for
Straight
success.
Up.
Simple
Straight
as that.
Right. Straight up.
And it sounds so simple, just like teaching the kids. It's simple, but you know, we make it complex.
It's the preschool teacher talking right now. It's
listen to the preacher teacher. She is the preacher teacher. Listen to the preacher teacher.
It's really easy to do.
Right.
We just have to
we
do
just
it.
Have to apply it.
And no, like, I tell my kids, like, every lesson I give my kids, and I'm setting them up for success. So when they leave that table, they feel good about what they just did. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give them something they don't know nothing about.
Right.
I'm not, because they're going to be, it's going to be a frustration level. Mm-hmm. Same for thing everybody. For us.
I was about to say, yeah.
Set yourself up. Yeah. Set yourself up for success, yeah. People.
So that's the takeaway. That's the takeaway for this week. Set yourself up for success. So, E, can you read our affirmation back to the people who may not have joined when we were first in here? We're going to close out with our affirmation. We're not reading it with you this time.
Okay.
This is your, the one that where it sounds like it comes straight from the app.
Oh, my goodness.
So, all right, here you go. Let's give us your good meditation voice.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
All right. I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind. I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts. Communion is where I come to unite with those around me. I am grounded and present in this experience. I am here. I am whole.
I am here.
And I am whole.
My favorite part. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next Sunday. 5 p.m. on Rhythmics Radio. If you caught it on the website, if you caught it on the website, please feel free to go check us out on Facebook. I did share the live stream from Rhythmics Radio's page. Also, IG live too for the playback. But catch us next Sunday, at 5 p.m. on Rhythmics Radio.
Peace.
We out.